I'm Mary Angish, along with gardening expert Charlie Nardozzi. Happy New Year, Charlie Nardozzi.
Happy New Year, Mary.
Well, gardeners will probably know that all those seed catalogs that they ordered have been piling up, and maybe now is a really good time to start to peruse them and dream about some cool new veggie varieties that they can try out and plant this spring. Do you have some good suggestions for what to plant this year?
In January is a great time to do it, because what else you got to do as a gardener, right? It's time to dream a little bit. So I started looking at some new vegetable varieties for 2026, and this is what I came up with so far. And if you have some that you're really excited about trying, let me know. I'd love to hear what you're going to grow. So the first one is an ultraviolet sweet corn. So sweet corn, you normally think of the colorful sweet corn, like with the red or the orange or the burgundy colored kernels on them, tend to be more of a dent corn, flower corn, or ornamental corn. But this is a variety that's a sweet corn, so you can eat it fresh. But it has a sweet, they call it savory flavor. So I'll be interested to see what that tastes like. The next one is Murasaki Fioretto. And this is a sprouting cauliflower. So we often think of course, cauliflower as those big solid domes, white or orange or pink or red. This is an All-American Selections winner. It's a warm weather tolerant cauliflower, which is nice. And the cool thing about this one is that the dome itself is kind of a little more open, you might say. It has sprouts to it. So you can cut individual sprouts from it without having to cut the whole head, which is kind of a fun way to grow it. It holds well in the garden as well. The other one is a cocktail cucumber. You've seen these little cucumbers. They're in packages in grocery stores. They're about 6 to 8 inches long. They're cute. They're a smooth skin. This one's called Gimlet. And Gimlet has a lime green color to it. And what's nice about this vine is you can grow it in a container. It's a short vine and it's parthenocarpic, meaning that it can set its fruit without pollination. So it'll give you those nice, cute little cucumbers that are delicious to snack on. Of course, there's always new tomatoes. Contessa is one that's been around a little while, but new to me. And this one I was very impressed with because you should see the list of disease resistance in this tomato. It's an 8 to 10 ounce red hybrid indeterminate variety, but it's got tons of disease resistance. Should be a good one if that's been an issue in your garden. One of the radicchios that's out, it's a new one to me, it's Fioco. And Fioco is a green and white radicchio. When you think of radicchio, you normally think of rosso or red coloring with variations on the amount of red. But this one is a very pale colored green and the center is kind of white. So it has a milder flavor, not so much of a bitter flavor. So if you don't really like the bitterness of a traditional radicchio, this might be a nice one to try. And then the final one is called Little Lemon. Little Lemon is a summer squash. It's a small one. You pick it when it's about 3 inches in diameter. But the cool thing that caught my attention is that this one is more insect resistant than other summer squash, meaning not as many squash bugs and cucumber beetles on it. So a good one to try if those insects have been a problem in your garden.
Oh, I love thinking about all of the different colorful vegetables that you're describing, especially when it's gray outside. Dream about warmer temperatures and getting back in the garden. Well, we have a couple of questions for you, Charlie. This one is from Eve, and Eve writes, I'd like to force some cherry blossoms for an event in early February. We have a 5-year-old sour cherry bush in the backyard, never fruited but has lots of blossoms for the first time last spring. Is forcing blossoms in early February even possible?
So yes, you can. You know, once you hit the new year, the physiological dormancy of all of those spring flowering trees and shrubs has been met. So as long as once it gets warm, they'll start flowering. So I would suggest, though, if it's early February event, to do the harvesting of those branches in mid-January, because it's going to take a while for it to kind of wake up and really actually flower. In fact, you might want to do it every few days or so, different branches, just to make sure you have some of them flowering for that event. But yes, it can happen.
Okay. Next question from Mary in North Hero. Mary says, I have a hard time knowing when to cut back or how to trim the raspberry plants, how far to cut them for next year's crop, the times to add compost. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, it depends on what kind of raspberries you have, Mary. So if you have the everbearing raspberries that produce in summer and fall, you would let them go through this winter and then in the summer harvest them and then prune those canes that you harvested from in the summer and remove them and let the new canes come up and you'll get a second crop in the fall. Or you can do like what we do. We have a ton of berries in the summer, so we cut down the whole patch this time of year or maybe early spring, and then remove that summer crop but get a bigger fall crop. So it kind of depends on how you want to do it.
Send your gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.